The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved a disaster supplemental food stamp program called DSNAP, and today New York City started to accept applications for the program. But city, state, and congressional leaders, as well as activists, are criticizing how the program is being administered. They have three main concerns: the lack of accessibility of benefit centers, the short length of time residents have to apply for benefits, and the ineligibility of residents in some areas that were badly damaged by Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.
There are large numbers of New Yorkers who lost food because of Sandy, but an even greater number who have been indirectly impacted by the grave economic relocation and dislocation citywide. And so we had a population where 1.5 million people were food insecure in New York City before Sandy, and the situation has just gotten even graver since the storm.
Joel, can you tell us what the Disaster SNAP enrollment program is?
The Disaster SNAP enrollment program allows people who are either in the SNAP program to get larger benefits if they live in certain designated zip codes. And if that's the case, they don't even have to apply. It's automatically put on their card. But it also allows people who weren't getting SNAP, who weren't getting food stamps, to be able to be entered into the program even if they were previously ineligible due to immigration restrictions or restrictions on their income. So people can come to www.nyccah.org and find out about it. They can also go to the city's website and find out about it.
And what about undocumented workers? Are they eligible?
Undocumented workers actually can be eligible if they meet the other requirements and they do live in the corresponding zip codes.
What other requirements are there?
Everyone has to provide a ID, and they have to provide proof of residence. The city may ask for other information, but those are the two things you should definitely not show up to an office without.
And approximately, what's the amount that's given out?
It really varies by family, but it could be up to a few hundred dollars for a month, so we really do urge people to apply.
A few hundred dollars for a month, but it's really just a one-time shot for most people.
Yes, but this can also help you enter into the food stamp program permanently if you're eligible.
And now, originally there were 60 zip codes that where people were eligible to get some disaster relief, disaster SNAP relief. What is SNAP for people who don't know or might not know?
SNAP is basically the new name for the food stamps program. It's no longer stamp. You get money delivered on an electronic card, but it basically allows people to get extra food if they're low-income or disaster victims.
Okay, so there were 60 zip codes originally.
The 60 zip codes were zip codes in which the city and state automatically placed on existing participants in the program's cards extra benefits to make up for food likely lost. That is a separate issue than the disaster SNAP program, and that has been the controversial decision of the city to only place that in 10 or 12 zip codes as opposed to all 60 zip codes that got the previous program.
Okay, and why did the city decide to do that?
Unclear. We think the city, you know, we know the city still has great administrative burdens in running a program when the main social services offices, which ironically, right across the street practically from the WBAI offices, which also got significant damages, they've been unable to get back into their office. So there's a good reason for it, but there's also a not good reason for it. There is still this ideological opposition to getting low-income people help, even though it's funded 100% by the federal government. Social Services Commissioner for the city, Robert Dorr, basically said the other day in the Wall Street Journal that, oh, we've got to worry about tax dollars. We can't be spending taxpayers too wildly to feed these hungry people post-Sandy. So unfortunately, the attitudes that are sort of negative towards helping low-income people, which we thought would at least be suspended in the wake of a major natural disaster still are prevalent in some key quarters of the Bloomberg administration.
And are the distribution centers, the places where people go to sign up for Disaster SNAP, are these readily accessible for people in communities?
The distribution centers aren't even close to readily accessible. There are only two application centers for the entire city of New York. One in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, about a 10-minute walk from the Atlantic Avenue subway stop, and one in Staten Island. The city did not set up a single center to apply in the Rockaways. They have said they're providing a shuttle bus, but that really is a bureaucratic mentality. They prefer to bring people 2 hours round trip by bus from the Rockaways to Brooklyn than they would just to set up a new office in the Rockaways. It really makes no logical sense. A lot of elected officials have weighed in against this. Senator Schumer, the Speaker of the City Council, I understand. You know, Senator Gillibrand will be opposing this. So there's a fairly unified front. And so we are hoping that the Bloomberg administration sees the light, sees the basic logic in this, and make sure we get that help out.
And how many people actually know about this program?
Not very many people know about it. I went on the first day of sign-up in Brooklyn, and there were 20 people online.
That's not too helpful.
It is not.
So what? Anything we can be done about that, or we're just going to leave it there?
Oh, I leave nothing anywhere. As Frederick Douglass said, there's no progress without struggle. So I'd urge people to call Mayor Bloomberg. I urge people to call their other elected officials to weigh in with Mayor Bloomberg to expand the number of sites and to expand the number of zip codes in which people can apply. This is federal money. Every penny of these benefits have already been paid by our federal tax dollars. The fact that the city is hurting our economy and hurting hungry families on the basis of some discarded right-wing ideology, you wouldn't expect that in Paul Ryan's congressional district. You certainly wouldn't expect it in supposedly compassionate New York City.
Joel Berg is executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.